Proud, too, that their mother trusted them to look after themselves. So, all together, they had a good dinner from the garbage can that the dog had knocked over. Then Thelma, Roger, James, and Harriet purred goodbye to their dear mother, and one after another they spread their wings and flew up, over the alley, over the roofs, away. Mrs. Jane Tabby watched them. Her heart was full of fear and pride. "They are remarkable children, Jane," said Mr. Tom Jones in his soft, deep voice. "Ours will be remarkable too, Tom," said Mrs. Tabby. Chapter 2. As Thelma, Roger, James, and Harriet flew on, all they could see beneath them, mile after mile, was the city's roofs, the city's streets. A pigeon came swooping up to join them. It flew along with them, peering at them uneasily from its little round red eye. "What kind of birds are you, anyways?" it finally asked. "Passenger pigeons," James said promptly. Harriet mewed with laughter. The pigeon jumped in midair, stared at her, and then turned and swooped away from them in a great, quick curve.